And now, young Widder Brown. Ellen Brown has come home from Health Center Hospital, where her life was saved by the brilliant young woman surgeon, Dr. Allison Shaw, about whom Ellen's fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring, still feels a little wary. And now, with her good friend Mariah Hawkins, Ellen is touching familiar things, laying a loving hand on a chair, a vase of flowers, and now finally standing at her window, Ellen says,
"Just how happy can you get, Mariah? Just how wonderful can the world be?"
"I know, Ellen.
Oh, this is my world, Mariah. This house and everything connected with it. I was so separated at the hospital, so removed."
"Well, you'll be all right now for your home. And all we have to fret about is how much to do. Ellen, don't undo everything now by working too hard, please."
"Oh, I won't. My goodness, Mariah, I don't enjoy having something wrong with you. There's nothing worse than being an invalid."
"Well, it's a shame that you know that. It's all right. Now, I don't suppose I could persuade you to go to bed."
"No, you couldn't. I've been up at the hospital walking around for hours. I don't intend to collapse now I'm home."
"Well, it's going to be a feast for you with the children coming home tonight. You may get more tired than you expect."
"Mariah, I promise I won't overdo. But if you knew how I miss them, if you knew how much I want to get back to every minute of my routine."
"Well, Noreen Temple said she'd feed the children before she sent them home, and I invited Anthony for supper. I thought it would be nice if you and he had a nice little dinner together alone."
"Mariah, you're being romantic. I'm afraid I spoiled your plan, though. I invited Dr. Allison Shaw."
"Oh.
But they're not going to, Mariah.
You know, after all, she is lonely."
"Yes, I know. Look, why the size? You like Allison? She's a wonderful person."
"Yes, I'm sure she is. I guess I was just a little anxious to see everything settling back into place like a kid."
"Oh, it will. But one way I can repay Allison Shaw for her great gift to me, making me well, is to be a friend to her."
"Indeed, friend?"
"Yes, no, she does. Look, I'm not even telling Noreen Temple this, but Allison Shaw is being tested by someone. She wants to stay here for a while."
"She's hiding out from you?"
"In a way, only that makes it sound much more melodramatic than it is. Well, I think it's a troublesome kind of love affair, and she'd like to have some time to think things over."
"Well, we've had enough shooting up of people in Simpsonville to hold us for a while, Ellen. Just be sure that this whole thing doesn't turn out to be a jealous lover coming around with guns."
"No, nothing like that, I'm sure, Mariah.
Well, now, you sit down on the sofa and rest. I'm getting you a nice cup of tea." "Yes, I knew it. Here he comes." "I just knew as soon as you got here that Anthony'd be along. I notice he doesn't have any flowers or candy."
"Why, you know that he has other things to think of."
"Well, I'll go let him in." "Anthony, no flowers for our girl? Come on, you."
"Hello, Mariah. No, no flowers. I just had about 20 minutes. Oh. I didn't stop. I just brought myself."
"Which is all that's necessary. Hello, Anthony, darling.
You're out here all right?"
"I'm off to make tea."
"I got here all right with Noreen's help."
"I wanted very much to bring you home, but that blasted hospital board meeting."
"I know, dear. Sit down and relax. You're all tied up in knots about something."
"I'm twanging like a harp string."
"Why? That's so foolish, darling. You mustn't let people bother you."
"Perhaps not. This isn't people, though."
"You want to tell me about it? There's your tobacco jar. Mariah filled it again."
"Oh, good, good. Ellen, don't ever die. Don't ever go away. Don't ever leave me without this refuge, this port to come into when I'm battling a 2,000 storms."
"Nothing's better than to hear you talk of it that way, Anthony."
"You surely haven't any doubt as to where you fit in my scheme of things."
"No. But I wonder what right I have to be so important. That came over me as I came home. My great good luck, Anthony. My tremendous good fortune."
"Stop it. You're fishing for confidence."
"No, I'm not. After all, I can't give you marriage yet."
"Darling, you sound as if you were a city slicker making excuses to the milkmaid."
"Honey, you can joke about it, then it's all right, I guess. Now, tell me, whom were you fighting at the board meeting today?"
"Oh, just my sister Victoria."
"Anthony."
"And Louise Simpson. Confound that Alex Simpson. Why did he leave Louise all that money to do with if she wants?
You're tired, darling. You ought to get away for a trip.
Why do you say that?
Because ordinarily you enjoy a good argument in which you put a lot of annoying people in their place. And this one is just getting to you. That's very bad.
Well, the board meeting is all right. Something else came up.
Oh. Well, I'm certainly having to drag this out of you.
Ellen, Allison Shaw has applied for a job with me. With a hospital, I mean.
She has? Oh, my goodness, she certainly must like Simpsonville.
I wish she didn't.
Darling, for goodness sake, I wish I could understand the strange antagonism that exists between you and her. I just don't understand it.
It's no antagonism. I just don't want to be bothered with a female doctor on staff. They bring a lot of problems with them.
Anthony, a fine, grateful person you are.
That's what I object to about the whole thing. I hate my decision to be colored by gratitude to her for saving your life.
Anthony, you want to use the fact that you won't be motivated by gratitude to help you get out from the problem. And that isn't a bit worthy, dear. That's very bad.
No.
You're grateful to Allison for doing what she did for me. And actually, you should engage her because she's so able, so brilliant. But she's been an addition to the staff, and you know it. But because of this other thing, you want to use pride and independence as a means of getting out of the situation.
You know me like a book.
Well, you're not writing a very worthy chapter in it, I must say. And I won't scold you the first day I'm home. And besides, I've invited Allison to supper tonight.
Ellen, you didn't.
I did. Now, Anthony, it's all very well.
All right. I won't say another word.
Well, don't. Darling, it isn't a bit like you to be so standoffish. I don't know what's happened.
Perhaps we've been having too much blood and thunder in Simpsonville. Perhaps the Simpson affair with you almost being killed was the last straw.
Now, look, I'm quite sure you're worried about that telephone call the other night in the hospital.
Well, I don't like strange people who sound as if they've been drinking making phone calls like that. I don't like Allison Shaw coming here and thinking that no matter how many lives she saves, she can use us as a hideout.
Anthony,
she's a strange, mixed-up creature, Ellen. For all her apparent steadiness and gentleness, she's the type of person a man can make a fool of. She's the type of girl who would go to great lengths for some worthless scamp and get herself deeply involved in a nasty scandal.
You amaze me, Anthony.
Sorry, I'm giving you the masculine point of view about Allison Shaw. Brains, ability, and no good sense. And if I put her on the staff, I'm asking for trouble. I'm asking for some no good to roll in and ask me where his wife is.
Allison isn't married, Anthony.
How do we know she?
Well,
and to carry that a bit further, just what do we know about Allison Shaw? Nothing. Except her professional integrity, which is wonderful, and her ability, ditto, and all that. But taking her on my staff.
Dr. Humphreys wasn't worried about any of that.
Dr. Humphreys is a character. He's a legend in medicine, in his particular field of surgery. He surrounds himself with brilliant nuts. That's his reputation.
Allison isn't a brilliant nut.
Maybe not. But by George, how long has she been here? A couple of weeks. And all of a sudden, we learn she wants to stay here, hiding from something or someone. Old Humphrey seconds it, so whatever it is, he can't cope with it, and it must be pretty bad.
Well, what are you supposed to do about Allison? Say, go away. You fixed up Ellen. Thanks very much. Johnny, I can't even pay that girl. She won't take money.
No, she won't. But she'll take more of it. Time and anxiety and peace of mind. She'll take her payment from you in that. And believe me, it'll cost a lot more.
Anthony.
Look, darling. I have a very strong feeling that Allison Shaw is the kind of person who may bring disaster with her.
Anthony, if you'll clear the table, I'll bring in the tea tray. I've got a lovely coconut tray.
Clear the table, Anthony. Oh, thank heaven for Mariah Hawkins. At least she's a breath of fresh air right now. Anthony, I don't know what's come over you.
Anthony is troubled. Why? Why does what he says move him so deeply? Why is he so vehement about Dr. Allison Shaw to young Widder Brown?